Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In some parts of the United States, it's good morning. And welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer. And our show today, of course, is the Higher Dimensions. And we are delighted to welcome today someone that many listeners have heard before on the Leilani show. And this is Ted Stockwell. Ted, good afternoon. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. It certainly is hot enough up here in Washington, D.C. I don't know what it's like down where you are. I think Florida?
Yeah, I'm down in Florida. It's extremely hot.
Well, we're just hovering right near 100 right now.
I think it's that way in Detroit as well.
Well, I had word from my friend out in Tacoma, Washington. She asked, would we please send the sunshine and the heat to them? She said it's been in the 50s and wet and cold.
Yeah, definitely.
There are things I can do. I haven't figured how to do the weather yet. But I'm working on it. At any rate, I am so delighted that you are able to come on our show. I know that some listeners must know about you, but I'm going to just run a little bit about I know you, and then you can go more into what your background is and what you're trying to help the world with. That you are an evolutionist of the human consciousness, teaching us how to be connected so all may succeed in the world. You are on the registry of Cambridge's Who's Who and executive professionals and entrepreneurs. You have an MS in leadership and training from Almeida University and a BA in sociology from the University of Michigan. You have many years in management and consulting and 5 years of working with persons with developmental disabilities. You find out what works for companies and personals and help to reach goals. And past professionals you've worked with are athletes, actors, and musicians. And you're also an artist and an award-winning author and a songwriter and veteran leader, and not least is a loving dad. So, who is Todd Stockwell?
All right.
One of many hats, I see.
Yeah. Big picture, yeah. It's all about big picture. You know, the work that I do is to get individuals, my work brings others to enlightenment and beyond. So, So at this moment, human consciousness must transition to a new higher consciousness. So in order to facilitate that higher consciousness, many of us have to be beyond enlightenment. And so that's a big part of what my work is.
And how does one get beyond enlightenment, and what do we mean by enlightenment?
Well, enlightenment is the true connection. When we're looking at the world shifting into heaven on earth, we have to be at an enlightenment stage, like basically the majority of the planet has to be enlightened. So in order to facilitate that, we have to be, a large number of us have to be beyond enlightened.
How did you come to this stage? I mean, did you have, with St. Paul on the way to Emmaus had, struck by lightning, and all of a sudden you could see, or were enlightened? How did this come about in your life?
Well, you know what? I always had the ability to connect. But actually, it's funny you say lightning. I was struck by lightning 3 times one summer.
Isn't that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess subconsciously, my consciousness is moving in that direction, so I connected with you on that level. Go ahead.
I guess you knew that on some level, huh?
Yeah, and I'm trying to say, what, you didn't get it the first and second time? God had to take a 2x4 and whack you the 3rd time before it hit? Or said
yeah,
in?
I don't know how that all works, but it was quite interesting. I'll give you that.
And you live to tell the tale, which is even more interesting.
Yeah, I definitely live to tell the tale. It was funny because I was doing a program somewhere, and somebody was telling me about the shaman up in Machu Picchu having to go up to the mountain And that's part of their initiation, to be struck by lightning three times.
I'm curious, how would that work? Yo, lightning, here I am, strike me.
I don't know, that was the first I'd heard of it, so I thought it was pretty funny. I've always been like, hey, I like Machu Picchu, it's pretty nice.
Frankly, I'd love to go there, but being struck by lightning is not one of my reasons for wanting to go.
Yeah,
I figure lightning's good anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's for everybody.
Don't think so either.
Don't try that at home.
Not right. Definitely don't try it, kids. Don't do it.
Yeah, please. Please don't.
So you were saying that you were struck by lightning. Did that actually have an impact on you, to your best knowledge? Was it after a traumatic event, which can often trigger higher consciousness?
The odd thing was it wasn't really traumatic.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't really, all I received was a headache on the third one. So,
wow.
That lasted a little while. So it wasn't all that traumatic. It was just strange, you know. So I couldn't say that about that. There have definitely been, you know, traumatic things that have helped, you know, helped me on my path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such as,
wow.
But you don't get this question very often, I guess. I'm sorry. I don't know. I guess Spirit is telling me what to ask you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important, because I think people have experiences and they don't know what to do with them, and I think it helps to lay things out sometimes.
Yeah. Well, at one point I had a diagnosis of MS. And then I basically went through the whole dying procedure in my mentality and let that go.
Okay. Yeah, so, I know someone else who also was, her father was diagnosed with MS, and it was 5 years he died. He sort of just literally curled his toes up, you know, and
wow.
Left the planet quickly. However, when she got the diagnosis in her early 30s, she decided she wasn't going to do that. And through great diligence, she managed to use change of diet, herbs, nutritional effects, that type of thing, self-talk healing, all of these. And she no longer has even any symptoms of MS. She is symptomatically free. And
excellent.
So she says she is not an MS person anymore.
Right.
So, yes, it can be done, but how did you come through that?
Well, I basically, like I said, I focused on, well, you know, if it's over or whatever, you know, and
uh-huh.
in my life, and I was young, I was, you know, just first year in college, so.
Wow, that's very young.
And so it was like, what am I going to do, you know? So I went to, I would say, to a point of stillness, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear in about 6 months.
Fabulous. And this is one of those turning points in your life.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you went on to go to college, and
yeah.
as you stayed within this frame of consciousness, centered consciousness, that seemed to bring the healing of your MS, is this how you began to grow and develop? Is it was various things that you learned along the way that helped you through?
Oh, definitely. You know, there have been many, you know, many other things where that, wow, you know, you pick up this or pick up that, and now it's time to clear it. You know, arthritis ran in my family, you know, things like that, where that, oh, that's let it go, have to let go.
Right.
And,
okay.
And things like that. So there's been
okay.
many. Yeah.
Okay. Now then, it's fascinating how you say you came upon this over a period of time rather than just fully developed with it while you were working with people with disabilities. How did it come? Is slow growth, just insights, that type of thing?
There was slow growth and there was quick growth at different times. Working with developmentally disabled was definitely a huge awakening. I was able to communicate with individuals who were supposedly non-verbal,
right,
and that kind of thing. So that I was, I was able to see the truth in simplicity.
Okay. All right. And in moving into this interconnectedness and beyond, what part of that did it come about through your particular faith, through not only experiences but understandings of what you saw in the people? How does it come to you? How does the beyond speak to you to bring knowledge and wisdom to you?
I receive much of my work through what I call downloads.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
What I've found is as I'm growing more and more, I'm able to look back and say, you know what, I was getting downloads when I was a kid because I had answers for all the tasks, before I ever studied for it, things like that, just
uh-huh.
strange things like that.
So it's
I
sort
just
of
already knew the information.
It's part of your beingness.
Yes.
From
yes.
your beginning of Earth, you just didn't realize what it was because it was like, gee, it's something that you really lived with and therefore it wasn't a big deal, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds reasonable. Absolutely fascinating. All right, let's see. Now, you have reached a point where, as I've talked to Leilani Schmidt, who's a friend of mine, and she says that we are supposed to be enlightened, moving, what, into the fifth dimension?
Yes.
And that you can explain us to us, explain to us, I can't even speak English today, sorry, explain it to us. That what this is all about and how important it is for each of us to reach out into or reach beyond our own limits into an expansion of that which is beyond us.
Yes.
Okay, the ball is in your court. I've added it there.
So what's that? So which way are we going with the question?
The question is, I'm wondering what... You say that the code for enlightenment with every human.
Yes.
Okay. I know, I'm looking at some of what the information she sent. And the thing is, that I was going to throw in very quickly is, you say there's a code for enlightenment in people.
Yes.
With every human being, and it's 1111.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Well, I wanted to tell you something that's really kind of unique about this. My friends and I are incorporating, we're doing this Monday. I just got our IRS code, our tax code number.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I like to fool with numerology just because, right? So I added up all our numbers and it came to 11.
All right.
And I thought, oh, this is a good thing to bring up today.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a God consciousness and it tells me that we are doing the right thing in this company, which is working to heal those families who are coming back for the veterans and their families who are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome and reintegration back into civilian society.
Oh, beautiful.
And so I felt that this was just another subtle confirmation that what we're doing is the right thing.
Definitely, definitely. Because, 1111 is the code for enlightenment within every human. And when people are ready for enlightenment, they begin to see 1111 everywhere they go. Sometimes it's 111, and sometimes we do see 11. So, and then when I say beyond 1111, that means beyond enlightenment, like I was talking about earlier.
Okay. And what does beyond enlightenment mean? I mean, enlightenment is sort of what I call the aha moment. Or when suddenly everything makes sense.
Yeah, well, when I say beyond enlightenment, what I mean is a state of being in which we're completely connected to our highest energy source and still still completely in our physical body, grounded completely.
Mm-hmm.
So you can.
That's something that the saints said are striving for, the gurus and those in the past strove for that type of thing through what, meditation and cutting themselves off from the world, that type of thing? Or am I mixing
right,
up?
Right. And that's not what we're about. We're not about cutting ourselves off from the world. We're about being a part of the world. It's about the experience. So therefore, like enlightenment would be, or in the past was what you're talking about, where that, be a guru, go off to be on your own. But with this work, we have an experience here. We have an amazing, beautiful experience here, and the transition that's taking place on the planet. We're here at the greatest time ever to be here on the planet. And so it's exciting, it's beautiful, and we have life. We have beautiful families to take care of. We've got, all this fun stuff that in the past, it would have been hard to be clear enough to be enlightened. This state of being has to be beyond that enlightenment stage in order to create what needs to be created on the planet.
Okay. And each person that has this state of enlightenment, it's sort of like it's like a pebble thrown into the pond. The ripples go to the shores beyond.
Yes. Yes. It's like the candle,
Okay.
It's the light at the top of the candle,
Okay.
If you are the light at the top of the candle. So.
Excellent. All right. In this state, what are the objectives in reaching this state? What is it? Well, I'm calling to mind the words of Edgar Cayce. He said, it isn't enough just to be good. One must be good for something. What do we use this enlightenment for?
For service to humanity.
Uh-huh.
The key to the new paradigm is the to be pure of heart, and that's where the power will be handed to those who are pure of heart.
Okay.
And pure of heart means truly of service to humanity.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. And people achieve this how?
People achieve this by doing the highest work, working with the higher energies. There are new energies and being able to utilize that and getting on their divine path. And so that's what my work is all about, is to help each individual get on their divine path, because we're all here to be creators.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are some of the ways that people that work with you, I know, must take some courses and training. When you get to the higher path, is it not a practical use of the spiritual powers on this earth? Is that correct? In other words, how can I make this clear? Because I can hear I'm not clear. When we are gifted with other, shall we say psychic powers or extrasensory powers, they're to be utilized in service to others, correct?
Yeah, but they're all tools.
They're all tools, right, instruments, which we use, right?
Yeah, instruments, yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the fruits of this enlightenment that you have? What are some of the things that are exhibited when you have this enlightenment?
Well, what you're able to do is you're getting clear information as to what your next step needs to be. What is the way that what is it you're here to do in that next moment? Because all we really have is this moment.
Yes,
so the key
that's
is
correct.
That we need to live in this moment, and when we're truly connected, which is what we're talking about, we'll know when something's there that we need to avoid. We're not going to show up, when something's going to be, something bad is going to happen, so to say. So therefore, there's no fear.
Right.
There's no fear. There's no anger because there's no fear.
Okay. The releasing of negative patterns, is that what I'm hearing, and negative habits, things that no longer serve us in moving forward on our path, is that correct? That form of it?
Yeah, we're able to get rid of our negative programming, you know, release that. We don't, you know, that's an old record that we don't, it doesn't serve us. So
we don't need to keep replaying in our background, right?
Yeah, the suffering's over. We don't need to relive all the suffering. You know, it's already been done.
Okay. And how do people come to this particular step in their life? Is it through life experiences and growing? Is it something that they've chosen before they've come here on Earth to do when they reach a certain level? How is it implemented? One's conscious awareness.
There are many factors, and probably all of the ones that you're talking about, working, because many of us chose, you know, our path, you know, before we got here. So therefore, then it's just about choosing to be of service, and opening yourself to that. And what we have, what we do is, train individuals and help them to empower from within so that at the core level, so that they're truly, on the path that they came here to be on.
Is this something that is taught worldwide? Are there other people who have this awareness and awakening that can help people in other cultures and climes, because not everybody is right here and right now?
Yeah, there's so many things that are opening up right now. You can look around and see some of the things that we're seeing every day that, a few years ago would have never been in the mainstream, There's a lot of things that are opening folks up. The work that I do is global. I'm able to do the work over phone, over the radio, over the, so I am able to reach out to any culture pretty much. I've done work with people in Japan. I've done work with people, all over the place. But there are many who are doing work that'll get people, to higher, consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed here in the material that what language are you speaking? It's making an assumption here that I know a little bit about what you do and have attended or seminar or at least listened, which is not true. But they say that you speak in a language and that there's an empowerment session that you give. What is that all about?
Well, I've done it on Leilani's show, actually. We do an empowerment.
Okay.
If you'd like, we could do one.
We'd love to have one done. I haven't a clue what it is, but you know what? I'm game. I believe in goodness. I believe in sharing. I believe in giving forth and raising people up and empowering people. It's very important for me in that area.
Wonderful.
To help people in any way, shape, or form.
So great. So with the radio, it's best if you repeat when I say to repeat. Because there's going to be people repeating. What I need you to do is to relax.
Okay.
And you'll be repeating after me at different points. And so, otherwise we have radio silence, so it's
better. Well, I will repeat, because we don't really need radio silence.
Yeah, exactly.
The producers
are
a little
no.
There's nothing going out there,
Yeah, so.
You've been there, done that, right?
yeah. So,
okay.
All right, excellent. So, so go ahead and relax. So
okay,
everybody who's not driving, you can close your eyes.
Yes. Well, anybody listening who's driving,
peaceful.
Please do not relax that much.
Yeah. You want to keep your eyes on the road. Okay. So, okay.
Close the eyes.
Go ahead and take a deep breath, and then releasing with like a dragon breath. So it's a...
Yes.
And then...
releasing the breath.
Yes, and focus on a spirit computer or computer screen in front of you. And with spirit hands, reach into the computer and say, open full access.
Open full access?
Yes.
Open full access.
Now,
okay.
Feel yourself moving up a brilliant tube of light faster and faster. And as you're moving up, notice that there's new colors here that you perhaps have never seen before.
Okay.
Notice that as you're moving upward, faster and faster, you're also not moving at all.
Okay, I have awareness of almost being in two places at once. One that's moving and one that's not moving.
And as you're moving to your right, you're also moving to your left.
Okay.
As you're moving upward, you're also moving downward.
Okay.
As you're moving forward, you're also moving backward. And as you're moving outward, you're also moving inward.
Okay.
Now repeat after me. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, open.
1, 2, 3, open.
Delete old files.
To read full files?
Delete old files.
Oh, delete old files. Okay.
Delete old programs.
Delete old programming.
Release negative structures.
Delete negative structures.
Release false reality.
Delete false reality.
Burn them.
Do what? I'm sorry.
Burn them.
Burn up? Okay.
Power up.
Power up.
Explode.
Explode. Boom. Wow. Power technique.
Reprogram.
Reprogram.
Restructure.
Restructure. Ooh. They're coming back together again. Or
rewire.
Back. Rewire.
Reconnect.
Reconnect.
Recomplete.
Recomplete.
Activate all codes needed.
Activate all codes needed.
Activate all divinity codes needed.
Activate all divinity codes needed.
New beginning.
New beginning.
New beginning.
New beginning.
Golden beginning.
Golden beginning.
Golden truth.
Golden truth.
Golden reality.
Golden reality.
Power up.
Power up.
Amp up.
Amp up.
11-11.
11-11.
Open.
Open.
Reprogram.
Reprogram.
Reconnect.
Reconnect.
Restructure.
Restructure.
Rainbow Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge.
Golden Bridge.
Golden Bridge.
Crystal Bridge.
Which bridge?
Crystal Bridge.
Oh, Crystal Bridge. Okay.
Unite.
Unite.
Ignite.
Ignite.
The Da Wei.
Beam.
Dawe.
Dawe.
Vanos.
Vanos.
Avedo.
Avedo.
Hanos.
Hanos.
Halawe.
Halawe.
Shahina.
Shahina.
Sukata.
Sukata.
Aya.
Aya.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Trevo.
Trevo.
Trevide.
Trevide.
Alaha.
Alaha.
Ananeha.
Ananeha.
Abritos.
Abritos.
Guinale.
Guinale.
Zuatos.
Zuatos.
Suatias.
Suatias.
Eau.
Eau.
Yawa.
Yawa.
Titato.
Titato.
Tivale.
Tivale.
Ensof.
Ensof.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest love.
I am the highest love.
I am the highest joy.
I am the highest joy.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
Amen.
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 Anchor.
Anchor.
Ground.
Ground.
Solidify.
Solidify.
I am anchored in my truth.
I am anchored in my truth.
I am grounded in my reality.
I am grounded in my reality.
Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Christ reality.
Christ reality.
I am solid in my path.
I am solid in my path.
As a teacher.
As a teacher.
And leader.
And leader.
Of the way.
Of the way.
I show the way.
I show the way.
I know the way.
I know the way.
Because I am the way.
Because I am the way.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am home.
I am home.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Interesting. What do people usually say they see? What do
Oh, people, everybody sees something different.
What are some of the, because I was aware of something that was different.
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like me to share, or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, actually, I was in a sitting at the controls of a spaceship.
Okay.
And I was, and that's how it appeared to me, not like a computer, but definitely as in a vehicle that that was being fired up and reset, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So that's why I ask, what do people usually see?
Yeah. It's unique for everybody.
Okay, so some people might see this, they might see other things, right?
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. I'm not sure why. Go ahead.
It's universal. You know, it doesn't matter what beliefs people have or anything like that. It's universal. It goes to their core. The languages even sound different. Like if we had a whole group of people and I'm saying it, you know, exactly the same to me coming out, everybody's going to say it different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what it reminded me a little of was Hawaiian and Native American languages. That's what it reminded
and
me
some,
of.
Some people will say that.
And also Aramaic.
Okay.
That's what I was getting. It sounded somewhat Aramaic, which is interesting, because I don't know Aramaic. It just sounded like it. So I have no clue now how that came about. It just sounded like it. That goes for the ancient words. So some people do. What are some of the results that have been reported back? And I assume people report back. They have noticed changes in their lives. They have noticed differences in things. What are some of the changes that come about?
Oh, well, you know, we've had, you know, individuals who had cancer that, you know, medical doctors had given up on and gone, you know, quickly. That's when we're dealing with, you know, illness.
Uh-huh.
We've had, you know, individuals who, you know, just changed their life immediately, just from okay, I'm doing my ordinary job to wow, I'm awake, I'm, you know, I'm there. So there's a huge
spectrum.
The possibilities are endless, and so have been the results for people.
And how long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing the...
This particular awakening? Are we talking, you know, a year or two? We're talking 3 years, 5 years? What are we talking about?
Well, I've been working with this energy since it's been available. So that was about 4.5 years ago.
Okay. And why did it just become available 4.5 years ago?
Because we've had many evolutions within the human
right.
consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, there was another, the consciousness was very dense, you know, at one point. And so as we've become less and less dense and more a light being and within all of these evolutions,
mm-hmm.
including, you know, there have been so many, but that was a time when the biggest happened, and during that point, we've been able to access the that which is beyond the Enthalpic energy.
Mm-hmm. And so, those who are awakened with this, their particular mission is then made aware of. They are somehow come to that. Awareness of what their mission is to be, and they are able then to move forward into completing what it is they came on Earth to do?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. I shall be very interested to see what comes from this.
Yeah.
I'm one of those who... I'm a Capricorn. You know, I'm likely to jump into something and then turn around and say, oops, where did I jump? And into what did I jump? but also, my mom was from Missouri, and so I often have a, you know, show me state attitude. You know, I'm willing to do something as long as it is for benefit and good. And I have to see that it does do something good. Because it's very important to share what you have. And it's very important to spread the word, so to speak, when you come across something that is so terribly so very beneficial to mankind. Because most people don't know what it is they're doing or why they're doing it.
Right.
And so I am within an interesting concept of wanting to know where I'm going and why I'm doing it. I know what negative programming is. It's something that comes by being fed information from the time you're an infant. I do hypnobirthing as well, and I was appalled yesterday. I had a mother of a baby that I had attended the birth of, and the mother said, well, the baby has acid reflux. I said, my God, the child is 6 weeks old. What do you mean she has acid reflux? Well, she's always spitting up. I said, we used to call that belching up the excess, you know, because babies swallow air when they nurse. So what you do is, you know, burp it up. They're labeling. Now she's saying her baby, and she doesn't realize that she's programming the baby now for a lifetime of, what, acid reflux.
Right.
And she
something
has
wrong with you. Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And I am appalled, you know.
Yeah.
And she's promised to come visit and show me the baby, and we're going to have a little get-together chat. Well, I'm going to point out that you do not label a child, ever. And you certainly don't do it so young that the child will, in essence, develop it in order to justify the label.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So, yes, I do comprehend that. And we have to be so careful what we say because, well, we call it neurolinguistic programming, which is one way of becoming more aware and deleting the programs. Go ahead.
We even do it in positive ways where we think it's being positive when a child does an artwork or something and we say, oh, that's really good. Well, then the kid sees that and tries to duplicate that over and over instead of their creativity because then they're people-pleasing as opposed to creating. So we have to be careful that we say things like, wow, you're brilliant, you're very creative. I'll bet you're going to create even more amazing things.
That's true, too. That's a very valid statement. I hadn't looked at it that way, but you're absolutely right. It is encouraging to say, I can't wait to see the next one and what you do for that. That's a very positive sign. That's very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, they had a question here. You said the words EndSoft. Is that correct?
Yes.
What does that mean, and what does it? You mentioned that N has a meaning, and soft is a derivative of Sophia, which I understand is one of the female attributes, or we heard goddess power. So, at any rate, what is this, and are there different the different levels that you speak of? How important are they in the scheme of things?
Well, when we break it down, N meaning beyond, and soft being a derivative of Sophia, yes. EndSoft means beyond Sophia.
Okay.
So Western civilization and religion have been patriarchal, as we know, for centuries.
Oh, you bet.
So to think that the first creator could be female would be unimaginable and unacceptable.
To most, especially certain male religions that we won't discuss right now.
Right. So many, however, believe that Sophia is the one from which all universes are truly born.
Mm-hmm.
So while EndSoft entails both masculine and feminine energies, only a feminine energy can begin the creation process, which we see every day, right?
But you have to have the masculine in order to have the feminine. There has to be that balance between the two.
Yeah. So since Sophia represents divine power to create, EndSoft means beyond that divine power to create.
Okay. And that is something that we should be aware of, work with. What? You see, you're throwing things here that I am attempting to comprehend.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, it's EndSoft in and of itself is uncomprehendable, but this is giving a definition, so it's at least a definition state, so to say. EndSoft, if you go with the Tree of Life, is basically that which is beyond the beyond, and so it's the creator of the creators, you know. So therefore, we're all here to be creators.
Co-creators. Absolutely, co-creators of God, or what we conceive of as God.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, in the universe itself, or the universes. So therefore, you know, I do the process, which is the 12 levels of EndSoft, which connects in with the 12 rays of creation. So therefore.
And where does this information come from, all of this? Is it written down somewhere in ancient texts? Is it a revelatory process or revelation process, because you're talking about things, some of which I've heard in my peregrinations throughout the world. I've heard some of, but not really in this format.
Yeah, well, it's formatless, so therefore, yes, it's an evolutionary process, this work.
Okay.
You know, so it's the new, truer way of doing things. The energies of that which is beyond the beyond are able to now be here, and so therefore we're able to do things not necessarily in the old ways, You know, we still honor the old ways of doing things, but we're able to bring things through in a much different light.
Can you give me some, for instances, an old way of doing something and now a new way of doing something?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of different old ways, you know, within religions to try to heal. There's different rituals that people do. You know, there's different things that that people along, you know, a long period of time have done to connect. And it's not necessary within the new paradigm to connect in the same way.
Mm-hmm. And so how would they do it in the new? What would be? Just give me one example of the old way and one example of a new way.
Okay. Well, let's see. An example of the old way would be shamanic healing.
Okay, gotcha.
So the old shamanic way would be to bring things through your body. And what's that?
I can say up front, that does not feel good.
Yeah, exactly. So hence, you know, things like us getting diseases or whatever that we have to clear.
Right.
So we take on too much. That's not a natural process. Within the new paradigm, within this work, what we're able to do is we're able to sense and feel and know it without bringing it through our vessel at all.
Right.
Yeah, people have talked about it for years, but truly, you know, now we can actually do it without any side effects.
Well, the thing is, I personally would not go through shamanic healing for two reasons. One, I wouldn't perform it because I don't believe in taking on myself that which is not mine to begin with. That to me provides a whole host of other stuff that is not in the best interest of myself. And also, it's almost an arrogance that I should take it away from somebody else. One can look at, you know, saying we're trying to do something to relieve somebody else's suffering, but not at the expense of your health and well-being, because you, first and foremost, are responsible for your health and well-being. And abusing that is not a good idea, because that leaves you vulnerable.
Right.
And I think also it removes the power. I don't want to say disenfranchises. That's not the word I'm looking for, but I think it's almost disrespectful in that way. I mean, assisting somebody else to learn how to release and assisting through the process is much more respectful for it to their own empowerment. And you're not taking away from something that they themselves built for whatever purposes, whether it's to learn lessons or to, I can think of a number of things. Learn lessons in lifetime many times, we take things on in order to help others. And there's a time when we say, enough already, I'll stop the boat, I want to get off. So there we have it. So I had no idea in shamanic healing that's what they did, by the way.
Well, you know, it's using earth energies as well. But it does, it goes through the vessel. So it goes through the human vessel. You know, I hope we didn't, you know, upset too many shaman out there. But,
I'm very blunt. I respect the ways of doing it, but for myself personally, I would not, because then it would leave me feeling uncomfortable of what if something of mine stayed stuck in the other person's body.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's also for the consciousness. So people will be taking on things for, you know, thousands and thousands of people or even more. Then it's even more so, and then they're really getting harsh diseases.
Well, yeah, I thought, you know, in my opinion, the way the church teaches, Christ did that for us once. I don't think we need to keep it going over and over again. At least that's the concept that was taught. That it was done in Christianity, that particular concept of taking on whatever it is for all people for all times. And that's interesting, too, because I had not heard about that, you know, taking on that accept as a Christ consciousness concept. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not volunteering for the position. I do not nail be like being nailed to crosses. That's personally not my bag.
Yeah.
I sound a little irreverent. I'm sorry.
I think the suffering, you know, the suffering was, you know, taken care of. So let's get
yeah,
rid of
so
the,
now we can move forward
yeah.
to the blessing or the living of life as he taught it, which is
exactly.
what most of our holy men do, teach us how to live life.
The joy.
And it sounds like this is what you're saying, too, that this is a new form of living life?
Yeah.
A new way to live life, honoring it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with us? We have a few more minutes, and I'd like to shut up and just let you talk, if I may.
Okay. I'd love to, if I was going to go to one thing,
yes.
you know, to say to the world, it would be that you are loved and you are loved. It is time to let go of your smallness.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you don't matter or that the world doesn't need you or deserve you, you are loved.
Yes.
It is time to embrace the massive, loving, divine creator you've come here to be. You are loved.
Absolutely.
We must love and respect all on a whole new level. Honor them wherever they may be
mm-hmm.
in their own process.
Right.
And remember, yes, and remember we must be in this very moment. Don't look back at what you were or what you could have been or who you may be in the future. Look
Perfect.
Only at what you can do in this moment. And do what you love, love what you do, and be what you love.
Mm-hmm.
You are loved, and you are loved.
Well, that's a very, very powerful message, and that is, my feeling is that, quite frankly, that's the message that is the most important to get out.
Yeah.
It is that all is love.
Yeah.
And if we all share that love one with another.
Exactly.
And to give to one another in that very conceptual way, in a practical way as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, because we have to, just like when I'm doing a program, we have to hand practical things that are earthly. You know, we're giving something that somebody can actually go out and, you know, do something with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many things out there don't really give somebody something that they can go out, go the next day and go do. It's very important that we're grounded in this energy. We're not just floating in the energy. So that's, you know, that would be the other part of it is, you know, be
mm-hmm.
grounded. Be knowing that this is a beautiful place and every moment is beautiful. Every breath that you take should
mm-hmm.
be honored. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That goes along with the concept that it's not enough to be good. You want to be good for something. And I think the adage, too, is that if we know what to do, but we fail to do it, that's what it's counted as. And I put a quote around the word sin. Or not using the gifts properly. You cannot... If you know what to do, it's important, it's incumbent upon you, if you know the truth, to live that truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is a different way of saying the same thing you are. Is that correct? But
yeah.
with a different way of putting it, maybe?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. That's a powerful message that you are giving and sharing with people. It's a very important one, I'm thinking, too, quite frankly.
Yeah.
It's very important for people to become empowered. It's very important for them to lay aside that old stuff. I used to call it, it's like having a tinker with his pack on his back. You know, it's the bits and odds and ends of stuff that nobody else wants, and it's completely just about useless. You
yeah.
know, it's dirty, it's worn, et cetera, and the tinker schleps around with it sometimes for years, that of useless stuff before he finally decides, well, nobody else is going to take it, I might as well get rid of it. Do you know what a tinker is?
A tinker.
Yes.
That's like the making toys, right?
No, a tinker was a gentleman who was the poorest of the poor. He would take anything, he would take the trash from people and try to fix it up into something. He often was the knife grinder as well. But he would pick up and pick through the garbage and the trash and try to find things that he could tinker with it to fix it, to make it into something valuable that somebody else might want to buy.
Okay.
But
well, there's brilliance in that, though, isn't there?
Isn't it? But very often the tinker carried stuff that he would never use, and finally he'd have to get rid of because it was so useless.
Yeah.
Or it was so worn out, it couldn't be saved.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. There's two aspects of it, because there's also the tinker, if he had the right eye and he could spot the beauty in some things and be able to fix them up and make them something beautiful for the world.
Exactly. Something that somebody would want in the future, yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But also, he would also take stuff that he really didn't need to do, and sometimes, but usually, he would eventually find someone who would also see the beauty in what somebody else threw out, and he could give it or sell it to someone else.
Right.
So, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, this is fabulous. I have really enjoyed talking to you. We only have another minute or so please give the information where people may contact you and reach out to you if they so choose.
Oh, excellent. Yes. My phone number is 734-740-9110. And my website is beyond1111, so it's beyond1111.com. And my email is todd@beyond1111.com. It's T-O-D-D. And again, beyond1111.com. And then the phone number again is 734-740-9110.
That's
and
fabulous.
Always available.
Oh yes, and you have information, and you give lectures, and you do travel around.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and they can get that all from your website, right?
Yep. It'll have the latest. We're doing a program.
Okay, we got it. That was very quick. All right, we do need to say goodbye for today. Thank you so much, Todd. Perhaps you'll come on again, and I will be glad to let you know what happens, and I'll get in touch. Thank you again.
It was an honor.
God bless you, and may you be blessed and have joy in all you do. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to The Higher Dimensions. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer. Please listen next week when I have the lovely Carol May on. And thank you and goodbye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. And we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.